Okay, we're going to end our week by taking you on an amorous musical tour of Europe. The World's Brandy Fullwood explains.
Gemma Payton and James Stenhouse had this idea. They would travel around Europe collecting love songs from strangers. So for 6 months, they got in an RV with a recording studio in it and hit the road. When they arrived in a nice open space in the center of a city, they'd park this RV.
It's like decorated and it looks, I guess it looks like something out of the ordinary is happening in there. Occasionally some people would come in and try to like order a coffee because they thought we were a coffee, like a coffee truck or something.
They put up two big signs and wrote, "We're collecting love songs," and "Do you know a love song?"
And then we would just sort of, and then we would just wait and see who came.
He wants to sing a song that he knows in Greek. Okay.
Anyone that came by and wanted to sing a song, Gemma and James recorded them.
Na, 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 na. Na 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 na, hey Jude.
Some people sang well-known tunes.
Na 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 na, na na na, hey Jude.
And for some reason, also Celine Dion songs.
Always groups of girls, groups of teenage girls who want to sing Celine Dion together.
Near, far, wherever.
Even so, there were loads of people who wanted to sing traditional songs and folk songs and their own songs. This is a song from the Netherlands. Despite all the pop music, this is more or less the kind of song people wanted to share.
Kom bij de nacht, zeg hou du heist. Val de rol, dier de dom.
Probably less than 5% of the songs are English language. Most people, when invited to sing, most people want to sing in their mother tongue. We knew that the project was going to be thinking about Europe in some way, about the future of Europe, about how we continue to share space together.
Of course, that's changing with Brexit. And that thought flooded Gemma's mind throughout the trip.
In the UK, like, even if you go to the supermarket to buy a loaf of bread, it's somehow that's still about Brexit.
Yeah, it's not quite like that outside the UK.
For the rest of Europe, Brexit isn't really a thing.
People didn't really bring up Brexit. In all, Gemma and James collected more than 700 songs in 33 countries. Songs from people who are able to trace their European ancestry back hundreds of years.
Eu queria falar com ela. O pai quis, a mãe não deixava. O pai quis, a mãe não deixava.
And songs from people born outside Europe, who emigrated there more recently.
Halim Hayarni, Halim Saharni, Walashya Qalbi, Alashya Qalbi Alash Mahani.
Even when you don't understand the language, you know it's about love. You can kind of tell by the lovesick croons and saccharine melodies. It's rich and intimate at times.
Ponme la mano aquí en mi corazón, por Dios, mariquito. Ponme la mano aquí en mi corazón, que no me palpito. Ponme la mano aquí, ponme la mano aquí.
There's something about tuning into love, I suppose.
Love like two people and all that bliss and heartbreak.
I'm a pretty emotional person. I would cry a lot during this project.
But sometimes the songs were about more than two people, like way more, a whole nation and a whole continent. Yeah, Brexit. You can't really escape Brexit on this one.
We were driving around Europe on what was, at that time, was going to be the last summer, you know, that we were, that British people were members of the EU. So, you know, on a personal level, for me, that there's a real sadness to that. Of course, I know that not everybody in Britain feels that way. So for me, there's this great sort of personal melancholy about it, you know, sort of like this long goodbye, you know, or this sort of love letter.
A love letter that Gemma and James made possible. I asked Gemma, among all of these songs, which one stayed with her? One of them, she said, was someone else's love letter.
A woman came in Romania to the van, and she'd heard about the project in advance, and she brought with her her diary. And in her diary was from 50 years ago, a love letter that someone had written her. And in this love letter, they had written her a love song, and she sang that love song for us.
Maria, floare albă de mai. Maria,
so, you know, in that sort of situation, you think, like, I don't know, she's kind of carried this song with her for 5 decades, you know, and then she, it's like this incredible act of generosity to share it.
Tu mi-ai apărut azi în cale, cum apar norii printre petale, de acum strălucești în viața mea, micuță stea, Maria.
Gemma and James aren't done recording just yet. They still want to find more people and voices that they may have left out. And they're getting back on the road this summer, actually.
If you're in Europe and you see like a sort of a funny looking van, then it's probably us. And come and sing for us if you like.
Ενοχώσει μα πένα τη σου τα πάμε. Μα αγαπώ. Αγαπάμε.
For the world, I'm Brandy Fuller. Είναι
με δρόμος να περάσεις. Πατάμε.
Gemma Payton and James Stenhouse have put all of the love songs they've collected on a website, oeuropa.com. That's OEuropa.com.
Αγαπάμε, γιατί να ζήσω χώρια σου, δεν γίνεται νεράκι η ζωή μου και θα χύνεται στις πέτρες δίχως νόημα γι' αυτό. Αγαπάμε και ξέχασε λοιπόν πως παρασύρωμαι και γύρε πάλι επάνω μου. Να γύρουμε, αγάπη μου, αγάπη σου ζητώ.
PRI, Public Radio International.